of Wednesday, September 20th, 2017, to order. And myself, Alderman Olszewski, Alderman Funkhutzer. I just blanked out on Alex's name. Rodriguez?
Hernandez.
Hernandez, I'm sorry. Sorry.
It's all on the record, right?
Yes, you heard it. I blanked out. Alderman Funkhutzer, staff, and we have some visitors. If you could sign in for Marlos, that'd be great. So do we want to just move number 9 up? Seeing we're here. Everybody okay with that one?
That's fine.
So let's do 9, admin 2017-69, the AACDB update.
There's a brief memo in the packet. Most or all of the packet materials are actually provided by Chris. But we've got the termination of the 5-year AACVB intergovernmental agreement that we had approved back in 2012. Upcoming here in December, requires notice out to the organization by middle of October. So we've got about a month to discuss this. Last time that we had discussed this was the 4th year of the 5th year of the agreement, and it resulted in consent of finishing out the final year of the contract as long as the municipal marketing partnership program had been implemented, which it was. So there were some drawings, I think, that were included in your packet from materials that they had submitted throughout different newspapers and magazines and other pieces throughout the year. And then there was a handout here on the actual goyorkville.com website on how many sessions and users they've had since its inception back in April. And so the question in front of you is whether you want to accept the AACVB's recommendation of another 5-year contract with an out after the 3rd and 4th year if you choose. And the staff does recommend that the agreement be approved, but Chris and I haven't had a chance to talk about inner workings or if there's been any, board issues or discussions related to that since then.
And we brought this into committee for the fact that we wanted to get some general discussion on the item before Court came to the City Council and did his presentation, just to solicit information from the other aldermen and staff as well, in order to start to put this together. That way we're not doing this in 2 weeks' time. Obviously, extensions have been granted in the past, but we wanted to be proactive. So this is generally all the information we have. Like Bart said, the renewal agreement is the same. It is just for all municipalities. It's a 5-year term with the 2 outs, 3rd and 4th year. So you can see there are some statistical numbers in there in terms of impacts. The marketing that's been done specifically to Yorkville, that's our approximately $40,000 that's being pushed to focus on us directly, the direct marketing, the webpage. That's all coordinated through staff, primarily through Parks and Recreation. They're the ones that review the content and have those discussions with the CVB staff as to where those should be placed and how long, that type of thing. So we've been relying heavily on staff to get the best out of that money that we can. And that's where we'd be looking to solicit staff input on that and see where we are on this one.
Sure. So the extent of the staff review of the ads has been very basic. In my mind, the design of the ads is better than anything we can put out in-house, so we haven't really been hands-on with it. We've had recommendations for changes. There were a couple of pictures that we had changed out. Maybe some of the text and dates and stuff on the festivals might have been changed. But generally, our thought has been whatever they submitted to us looked pretty good. And so that generally it's been approved without any comments. So they did have some recommendations on the ads for next year, which I think I threw away that page. But it's just a little bit of a different look to it. And that would be over the next year after we go through, extend the agreement, approve whatever marketing plan in which magazines that we want to be in, and then they would actually come to us with the creative pieces for the project. The actual act of recommending the newspapers and magazines that we ended up in, that was a 2 or 3 meeting process, which I thought was pretty good. The sales manager for the Bureau had made some pretty good recommendations on ways that we can actually get more value out of whatever budget we had given them by going to newer magazines or by trying to negotiate up for digital ads in addition to the hard copy ads. And so I found that impressive and something that we wouldn't have been able to do either with our expertise or just staff hours in order to manage all that. So that was very helpful in my mind. So, we haven't had a follow-up meeting, I think, in a few months at my level. I know that Parks and Rec has been involved with the different sports sub-organizations within it. And have had very good feedback from that. I haven't seen any of the numbers yet, too. So, there's been, I would say, a much greater level of participation from the organization towards us in the past year than there has been in the past decade. Whether or not it's exactly where we want it to be is something that, we still, I think, need to talk about and work out in the next couple of years. So. But in general, I'm satisfied with it.
And you're satisfied with the contract with the 5 years without?
Yeah. I mean, I've always kind of said, 3 years is going to be a blink of an eye. And, by the time you actually get the partnership in place and then approve it, I mean, that first year, this past year has went really quickly. So that kind of gives you an opportunity to tweak things, make it a little bit more optimized, and then make a decision at the end of the third year what to do. And then when you look at all the other options that we talked about, doing our own website, doing all those other things, I don't think that we can get the same level of value for the limited dollars that we put into it that we would be able to with the Bureau, as long as the partnership's in place.
So anybody else have any comments or questions on it?
Just to follow up with what Bart said, I've spoken with a couple of our major, the hotels and our water park, and they have said that they are happy with what we are receiving with the changes we've been making. We're going in the right direction. We've had these open discussions between myself and the hotel as well as Regent Waves about this. Continuing with CVB, or do we move on to something our own? There are concerns about going our own, unless the city would put in more money, and how do we manage that? What do we do with those funds? You do get a larger scale from being within the CVB, but the tailoring is really what we wanted, so and that's where this marketing program came out. So our major contributors, the hotels, they are comfortable with where we're at. There's always room for improvement. And I think that's what we're going to work with this next year, hopefully, is how do we improve the marketing program and what can we do more to benefit us? Being very selfish on that one, how do we benefit the city?
I found in the conversation last year with Raging Waves and with hotels both in Yorkville and outside is that there's definitely a fear that no matter who the municipality staff and elected officials are, that that could change at any point in the future. And that the simple act of withdrawing from the AACVB means that there's more volatility potential for use of the funds. And so I know that that's always kind of been like a factor in their decision to stay in, whether they've been happy or not, is that they might think that we might do worse with it somehow. And so that's something that, we've tried to take into account, and I think that's why we spent a year looking at all the different options to try to convince them, we do have a plan, here's what it would look like, and whether it's better is a different story, but, here's what we're thinking. So.
And the last follow-up is, the marketing program that we're doing, currently with the way that the budget is structured for the CVB, it is not sustainable. We are actually drawing down on reserve funds in order to implement and move forward. If this would be something that continues more than 1 or 2 more years, it would have to have a structural change in the budgeting of the CPP. So just I'll throw that out there that it truly is a pilot, and there is a risk to the organization. So the organization will have to make changes at some point. And what that is yet to be determined.
They have not been giving everybody else within the organization the same program, correct?
There are criteria that you have to meet in order to receive the marketing program.
Us and Sandwich?
Us, Sandwich, and Northrop.
Okay.
They are the three that meet the criteria to have a program.
And
Sandwich has been working on theirs. Northrop really has
not taken advantage of it.
They did not take.
Okay, and that's the same moving forward. It'd just be generally those three communities.
As long as you meet that criteria, yes.
Yeah, which makes sense, and that was something that, you know, when we were talking to the Heritage Corridor Bureau, it was less of an issue because each one of their, marketing programs is set into an intergovernmental agreement, and it's kind of set aside from their budget. It's just like added value. Whereas here, we kind of shoehorned it into the normal operating budget, and they're running at a deficit as a result of
right.
it.
Right. So. And the issue is that we have very healthy reserves.
Sure.
We made a conscious decision. We only want to have this much, so we're able to draw down. And so we have a few years that we can do this and be sustainable as long as the state comes through with their funding. That could be a totally different issue, but just to put things in perspective financially where the organization is.
How do you know how effective this marketing campaign is?
Well,
do you get metrics from as saying, you know, we've spent X amount of money and X amount of people are coming to Yorkville as a result of this specific marketing campaign?
It's something that we wrestled with pretty heavily for the past year and a half, simply because it depends on the hotels being forthcoming about the number of room stays that they've had as a result of it, which isn't always a perfect process in and of itself. I mean, you can ask people and they can lie to you or just not tell you. And so that's been a problem, and they generally will not disclose that information. Even when we were considering leaving the organization and looking at other options, even when faced with that, risk, they chose not to talk about data. So the organization looks at monthly hotel reports on vacancy rates and dollar amounts for average, average room stay. And then we've got sales leads from like the sports tournaments. You know, if there's Stewart Field is booked for a tournament and they use a part of Bridge Field, you know, generally there's, 1,000 participants, and you can kind of assume that most of them are coming from out of town and that theoretically they should be, you know, going to the hotels. And then there's also the direct leads where somebody just, like, blasts out that they want to host a tournament. They'll guarantee a number of room stays, and then the organization actually looks to try to get those tournaments and secure them, and then people are definitely coming in. So it is difficult.
Yeah.
Because even with the tournaments, you don't know, is that through them or...
Right.
This has been the biggest problem is I'm getting
and GoYorkville.com redirects to EnjoyAurora.com.
So they have
a special landing page on the Enjoy.
So it's not actually GoYorkville.com. When you type that into the URL, it redirects to EnjoyAurora.com, and they have... like a subdomain on their page, so you won't see metrics on GoYorkville.com. It all redirects to Enjoy Aurora.
Right. And that's what these would have been, is the metrics off of their page for those specific sub-pages.
There was a big pivot in the organization a couple years ago when they hired a sports sales manager specifically to try to get tournaments, because those are things that even during and post the recession were still doing very well. Parents wanted to spend a lot of money to go play in traveling tournaments. And so that was one of, I think, the highest value and most lucrative sales leads that you can get for hotel stays. And so that's something, our Parks and Recreation staff are part of a committee that goes out and tries to accommodate those tournaments and bring them here. That way you're bringing in people from outside and just market, you know, the baseball fields and the park district fields and park department for us that we have available for those types of things. So that's one way, but it is imprecise.
Yeah, it's
that's been the hardest thing.
Yeah, trying to track.
Like for me, that's when this always comes up. It's like, how do we know that we're taking that money and getting the most for it?
Right. What kind of return are we getting?
And it's better. We're getting more information.
Yeah.
Way better. but it's still...
There's a lot more effort, too, externally. Like, a lot more marketing pieces. We never had really anything that was branded Yorkville-specific. So that was part of the marketing program, was they agreed to put ads that were Go Yorkville.
I think to go back, because you weren't here, the special program was because we were going to renew. We spent... Was it a whole year? Maybe
more
longer.
Than a year.
Looking at other options. What could we do with this money? You know, Heritage Corridor was one, and this is what came out of it, is they proposed a special.
Right. We went through various meetings month after month trying to come up with ideas, and this is one that came out of it that was one that stuck on the wall and was able to move forward. Mm-hmm.
It's just a hard thing to quantify of.
Okay.
Especially in the hotels, when you're willing to kind of somehow do a survey or...
This website, the Aurora area, enjoyaurora.com, is administered by the CVB, right? Mm-hmm. So do we know what kind of what they're doing as far as marketing the site itself, SEO, that kind of stuff, pushing it in search?
We do have that information. Those types of things are provided to the board on a regular basis with the results from those. And I know, Court, you do have those analytics.
I don't have them with me, but yeah, we do have those. We can try to provide those to the committee.
Right. Because that is one thing that we have actually taken an effort to work on this year, is the optimization in the past year, to try to make sure that we're getting the most bang for our buck, and as well as optimizing the website. We did a redesign trying to maximize the efficiencies overall while making sure that it's visible, because that was a big issue, is a lot of the information was not visible to the public. So we've gone through a lot of expense to try to get it where it is today. I still think there's room for it.
Yeah.
So the thing, too, is what we battled with, we always had just a 5-year with no out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then that went around and around, too, that we...
Yeah.
We wanted some way to get out of it in less time than the 5 years.
Yep.
So that's been another big discussion with us.
That and our contribution had increased pretty significantly over the past couple decades.
We're like the second highest. Are we still the second highest?
We are the second highest contributor.
Just so you know,
Aurora's number one.
Okay,
it's Yorkville.
Just keep in mind, Aurora has a different contract than us. They have a set fee of $175,000 maximum that they'll contribute, and with that, they have consent of 10 of the board members, approving consent of 10 board members. So they do have some authorities that, you know, in privilege. Now, their agreement, Court, is still 1-year term.
No, we have a 3-year.
That's right. We just did it on a 3-year term for a little more. So that was one of the issues at first. It was a 1-year, and I went to the 3-year. So
with our new hotel going to be coming in, what are we projecting that we may be putting into this?
We can make some assumptions based on what the Hampton is doing. Some of that is going to be transfer, we assume. So we haven't done a budget figure yet. So
what I'm thinking is, there a way to, where I'm going with this, can we cap out at some point?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whatever we agree to with the organization.
Because our contract is, we are to contribute 90% of the hotel tax. We retain 10% for administration, but we contribute 90%. That's the way it is for 9 of the 10 members.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it always has been. There is obviously room for negotiation and discussion on that issue. The CVB would prefer to have all 10 members, 9 members plus Aurora, to have the same contract.
And this is what's always got me, is it's Aurora's thing. We ride on coattails.
Right.
And they have so much more area and so much... it's a fact. They have more hotels, they have more activities and stuff like that. And they're capped. So if we bring in another one and we're the second contributor, I think I would like to see at some point, and we may never reach that cap, but I'd like to see if we match them. Then, if, you know, who's to say down the line we don't get another hotel?
Exactly. And so, you know, if you figure these numbers, $70,000, if we cannibalize with the new hotel 20-30% of that, that goes over to the new hotel, you know, you might be bringing in another $50,000. So at that point, you're 120.
Yeah.
You're a large contributor. In the Aurora contract, as a board member from the CBP, I would say the Aurora contract may need to be revisited. North Aurora is bringing in the second hotel. Their contributions are going to go up because they're not contributing. Yeah. So,
maybe instead of us, they lose their good luck.
Exactly. Well, but that's it. It's a leveraging thing. Granted, they have 10 board members. However, when that contract was written, not a single board member changed due to that clause. That was one thing that concerned me, is that board members that were there would be removed and new ones put in. None of them changed, which coincidentally worked out well. But it's one of those, that's one of the biggest issues I have with the CBP right now, is the board structure having consent. Because when I first came on, I changed the bylaws. We reduced the size of it, and we changed the makeup of the board. Because it was weighted heavily to Aurora. And we rated that, and then 2 years later, Aurora says we're going to back off over 600,000, we're only going to do 175. And we want 10 board members. So, you know, there's been this back and forth push, and we have a new mayor in Aurora right now. I have not spoken with him directly about this issue, but my understanding is his intent is to continue with the CBB.
I paid too much money to the other people.
I guess I'm still trying to figure out. You're saying how much are we spending on this?
It's about $70,000 or $80,000 in full, and then 40% of that.
That's for the website and for the marketing material.
Well, staff salaries that go into coordinating and doing sales leads and tournaments.
Is the site mobile optimized?
Yes.
Yes.
Because this looks kind of funky to me. I don't know.
It's a hard thing to wrap your head around.
Well, you know, coming from. What I do, it just looks like there could be a lot of improvement there for the money you're spending.
Well, the website itself is only
a small
percentage of the
budget. I don't spend $70,000 a year to run my website. And I know it's just me and a small crew, but...
If you go to... are you on the PDF?
No, I'm on Goyo.
Well, if you're in the packet, the PDF packet, the page 371, that's the Yorkville marketing. That breaks down... what we're spending that $40,000 of our funds, we're providing 40% of our total contribution goes to the marketing program.
Right.
So right now we're at $28,000. The rest of that contribution goes to staff and the overall organization. So directly to us, these are very easy to see expenditures for us.
Right.
Now, so I see that in here that the most of it's for ads.
And that's what it is, yes.
Right.
Now, that's $30,000.
Yorkville specific ads.
You take the rest of our contribution, that goes for their main website, actually our website, that Go Yorkville, staff, everything else. So when you look at what we're contributing to the organization, it's everything but this $28,000.
The majority of their costs are staff, too.
Yes,
that is. They've got three or four full-time staff members that do all the back-end administrative stuff.
So when you're, you know, questioning how much are we getting, well, we're getting advertisements directly for Yorkville, $30,000.
Okay.
The rest of it goes to overhead or whatever the CBB puts together for the marketing campaigns for the organization as a whole, which, when you look at what they're providing, that's the... one of the next largest numbers, obviously, is the marketing after staff. That's what it should be.
Joe, did you have something?
Yeah, I would just say, I mean, I think it's silly that we're paying a third of what Aurora is. I mean, they're the second largest city, and it's their group. I mean, 93 hits versus 18,000 of our own, that's a huge difference.
That's obviously our small page here. Court D, if we wanted the statistics for the overall website, we could get those easily.
Yeah. And, right, you know, keep in mind, too, that the Go Yorkville site is a new URL that we purchased as we developed the marketing program. The only place that the Go Yorkville address is even being pushed out there right now is on the print ads.
It's
a Yorkville page of our overall website. So that doesn't, those figures don't really look at people who come to our site, but they're still looking at Yorkville information. They're looking for the water park, or, you know, South Bank barbecue, those kind of things. But yeah, I can provide our overall metrics for the joyroar.com website.
So is Grow Yorkville still being, it's still being developed, there's still stuff that needs to be added and fixed?
Well, it's always being updated. As things change in Yorkville, we're constantly updating and adding things to it.
Like your social media links down here, none of them work. Click on them, they don't go anywhere. And it's just like, that's just, you got images laid over text. If it's mobile optimized, it should change to that. And here, it looks okay. But when you go into that mode, it's not quite right. If we're going to have a website, you want it to be pleasing, easy to navigate, and you want people to enjoy being there.
As I flip through the social media on the bottom of the Go Yorkville page, they all seem to be working and linking for me. So.
Same address. Question: Facebook, Twitter.
I got the Twitter opened up for me.
So the other ones on the bottom, though, your Aurora area, that one works. That one works.
Social media buttons?
Yes, those on the bottom.
Yeah, they worked here.
They're working over there?
Yeah.
What about on your iPad?
Yeah, they're working on the phone.
Could be an Apple thing. Anyway, that's my input.
But should it work on there?
It should.
You know what I'm saying?
It should work on every device.
And just for some general numbers, to put this into perspective, we're looking at Yorkville hits, those kind of things. This is from my board packet from July. July hit on a year-to-year base or year-to-year time frame, it's 24,600 visitors on the actual main page.
Uniques?
Those are page views. I'll have to find it here where the unique users are.
So you're saying you're hitting Facebook and it's not opening?
Yeah, right. Mine says on there at least.
Mine isn't opening on my iPad.
Okay.
Must be an iPad.
Year to year?
Everybody's got iPads and iPhones, so it should work. Is where I'm going. Yeah.
Well, Corey, you have an iPhone and it's working.
We're coming out, I can log into Facebook, but it's
definitely
working.
I know.
Security, but yeah, everything else is working for me on my phone.
Could be something in your social media plugins.
Whatever plugins. Or Instagram, they're not.
Is this a WordPress?
No.
Site?
No.
What?
It's our platform? Through our web designer. It's a proprietary CMS. Right.
So unique sessions for this was July. It had 10,800 unique sessions, which was 4% less than the prior year and 34% less than the month before. So for that month, at 10,000 unique sessions on the website, which that translated into 20,000 page views, 1:30 on the site. So that just gives a little bit of, that's the website itself. So that's for one specific month, and July is usually one of the more heavily used due to events in the area.
Is that a good thing downtown?
So there's a big difference between the main page and our go-to.
They do have the Silver Springs. So what do we want to do with this?
I want to cap it at least. And where it's at.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's not... Seeing what this contributor, I think I would like to see a cap in there.
So would it be a cap on Yorkville, or if Yorkville increases... Aurora increases.
No more than, I mean.
You could get more money out of Aurora. Is that going to happen?
If they've dropped theirs that drastically, why did they do that?
Well, they did that in order to reappropriate those funds for marketing, direct marketing of the Riverfront Park. That's what they wanted to do with that. They were able to capitalize on grants and other opportunities they had by reappropriating and freeing up those funds. That's plain and simple what that was.
Right.
And if I was in that position, I'd do the same thing.
I mean, create $600,000 later on.
Yeah, so you take,
right.
$400,000 and you reappropriate it elsewhere. That
means right.
Big part.
Yeah, but.
I'm not saying it could happen, but it could happen that we would get more, and why would we start contributing more than. If I just was on Facebook looking at it. Everything's what's happening in Aurora. You do have the hunting.
I'm taking that scout
fair
off.
It's always them, and then they're capped. So I would like to see. We may never get to that cap, but it's nice to know it's there, I guess. I think I'd like to have it the same as what they have.
$175,000?
Wait, putting our cap at 100?
Yeah.
Because the way, if you think about the way Aurora is structured at basically an equal match of all the other contributions. And that's why it's $175,000. It's basically
so
a do not exceed.
You would take everybody else's?
Well, when you take everybody else's, we're right at that number. Mm-hmm. 170, we're just below that for all the other contributors.
Okay.
So that's why I'm more inclined to push Aurora. Who said it? Yes. Either we're going to withhold, we're going to say, no, we're no longer doing a 90%, we're going to do up to 80,000, whatever the number is, mm-hmm. or Aurora, you can increase yours to still meet that we're going to match the rest of the organizations. So if we increase 50,000, they would have to increase 50,000.
Okay.
That would be my methodology is they increase as everyone else increases.
So
we keep a 1-to-1 ratio.
They have half and the rest of the municipalities would have
exactly.
half.
They're contributing half of the funds and then the state money comes in.
Our unaudited fiscal year 17 contribution is $65,000. So which
a little
means we generated 72 or so. I don't know that I know the split between the three hotels in the town and or if I can disclose it. Using Chris's assumptions aren't terrible. $30,000, maybe an additional, would be on the high side. And I don't even know that we'll budget that dollar amount even in a couple months. So, yeah.
Because when is that projected to be finished? Or?
Well, that's a good point. It's not going to be finished until the end of next year, hopefully, 2018, which means then you won't really have me until 2019, which means that's fiscal year 20. So that's 2 years into this agreement anyway. So maybe we don't even put a cap for the first 3 years and then we opt out and then say with a year's worth of data in hindsight, we could determine then if it was too much.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard that people are very brand loyal and so there might not be that much transfer sales. And then, mm-hmm. There are times when the hotel is fully booked and then so you're losing that. So by adding hotels, you should gain space. So there might not be a lot of transfers, but I don't know that we know until it goes up. So do we want to leave it open-ended until and then readdress it at the opt-out, or do we want to try to guess with the cap number? And
I would say, like Chris was saying, at least 1-to-1.
And actually, that takes a discussion with Aurora.
Right.
Because their agreement is already approved for 3 years. Let's see, what was the
date? I think seeing they're approved, why don't we put some kind of, make a educated estimate and see and put a cap on for us, just in the event we would. And then when they're up, and we're up, maybe at some point.
So $100,000 cap.
I think in their first year of their 3 year?
I was just looking for the date on it.
Will we both be up in 3 years? That you could address it then?
The agreement we have in the package is 2016.
They
did it?
Yeah. We renewed 3 years.
That's what I thought.
So $100,000 cap would be about a 50% increase in the current hotel taxes, which is possible, I think. So, you know, if you're okay with that, I would say put a little bit extra on it.
125.
Yeah, so the fear is that, like, all of a sudden we're contributing $150,000 or something to the organization because the convention center does so well that everything is booked in. And that you're then one-to-one with Aurora without having the same amount of seats. So, right. So I guess I would say err on the high side, that way we're not,
Because if they're renewed in 16, theirs is going to be up in 19.
So we're not ever going
to... Unless we decide, you know, we want to make this term
one thing, too, we have to think about is in 3 years, you know, you can have a new board, you know, council, too,
right.
New people. So it's something you've got to...
Maybe.
This is something maybe that
you know,
this ends up...
It's always a possibility, that.
So you want to stick it in there because, you know, who knows what will happen in 3 years.
Or do we just go for the term ending in 2019?
2 year out,
and that gives us that way we have the concurrent termination with Aurora for renewal and renegotiation purposes. I mean, that maybe that's it does take it off the CPB's 5 year, but then it puts us back in line with Aurora, which drives me nuts that we're not.
Right, though, we want 10 board members too.
Actually, I want to just remove that line that they get to approve those board members. Right, that'll be. They haven't actually come down and changed any board members, like I said. Which they were pre-existing board members, so it's worked out. Now, they've changed a couple over time, but the new administration, I have noticed a couple seats unfilled. So
maybe the request is then to just add 2 year out. That way you've got one full year of hotel, you align with Aurora, and then you can make the decision at that point.
I'll be okay with that. You okay with that?
What's that?
That sound good to you?
So a 2, 3, and a 4 year out. I don't think we want to give up the 3 and the 4.
And then we go back. Did you say about the cap or?
Well,
I think if you have a 2 year out, I don't know that it's necessarily.
It brings up the negotiation again at that point.
Okay. Right,
that's the trigger. That's what that is, because we can use that to either say we're going to terminate or we renegotiate.
Is there any way to? I mean, the answers kind of know track this better.
It's been very difficult.
I know.
The issue is
that's been the biggest problem.
You have leads come in, they get distributed. What actually gets booked out of those to one of our hotels is very difficult to track. Because even though sometimes you might have a contract that says, organization A, you have to book in this hotel. Well, you may get some of them that say, well, I'm going out and I'm actually going to book elsewhere. No, you can't truly track. So you have an agreement that says you're going to book 80 rooms, but then they're taking some elsewhere. It is very, very difficult, and then truly getting them to share the data.
Right.
That's
because sometimes, you know, if you just have a onesie, twosie room getting booked, they're not going to necessarily ask, okay, so why'd you book with us?
Right.
Are you here for an event? You know, it's not, there's casual discussion. But we've gone back and forth with the hotel staff of, can you track it? You know, engage them in discussion.
Well,
they can try to leave a question card or something. You know, we'll pay for the question cards.
I remember for car shows. They'll jack them hotels up big time. Room that's $50 is now
$125. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, they know.
So it's been very difficult.
Well, I guess we could do that. Then we want to take it after here. Like, do you have to go back at the
meeting? Well, I think to start the negotiation process with the AACVB and really the other member entities that are part of the intergovernmental agreement is who you have to get sign off from, that the board would adopt something that says we'll approve this contingent with a 2 year out. The last time we did this, I think we were the first step in the process, and we basically said we'll agree to this, but it's contingent upon the implementation of the marketing program. Mm-hmm. So I think a simple motion saying like we're okay with the ordinance, we just want to add a 2 year out in addition to the 3 and the 4. Is probably the best way to do it. Whether that can occur on 9/26 is a different story. We'll see. My suggestion would be to put it on the agenda, and then to the extent that we can get the materials done tomorrow morning, that's fine. And if not, well, it still gives us an opportunity to discuss it before we have to approve it at a future meeting.
Sound good for everybody?
Sure.
All right. So take the city council regular agenda.
Yeah. So
from there, get some more input.
Okay. So okay with the agreement, but contingent upon a 2-year out as well.
Okay, let's go back up to the top. Minutes for action and approval. Any comments or questions on the minutes of July 19, 2017? We're good? I'm sorry, I missed citizens' comments. You can just jump in at any time. Let's go to New Business 1, Admin 2017-61, the monthly budget report for July and August 2017.
Okay, the only thing I want to highlight, as I usually do, is sales tax figures. And I need to pull this up here. We're, skip the July one, because that's an older report. Go straight to August. We have had, I think as I've mentioned every month for the past couple years, historically strong sales tax numbers, to the point where you've seen the unaudited numbers, you know, pretty high growth. You know, part of that is just, I think, population growth. Now you're adding people. But then the other half of it is just people are spending more, so stores are doing better. But for the past 2 calendar months, we have missed our expectations slightly. So the first month, it was like $1,000 off our historical estimate. But then this past month, which I think is the, it'll be the September figure when we actually do next month's budget report, year over year it was down almost 10%, and that's normally one of our higher months. So the fact that it's 10% isn't really a huge deal, other than it's just lower than what we expected. So it's something we're monitoring at this point. You know, if we continue to rack up underperformance in sales tax, it could be evidence of something going on. Locally or maybe more regionally, but everything else generally is very strong. So, and sales tax, I think we had a record amount last fiscal year, so it is very strong overall.
I heard this morning that sales were up, so let's hope that millennials are buying more. So go out there shop. Millennials out there shopping.
Oswego has been continually missing their mark. They are flat
they
or
to?
Down,
yeah.
But not just in 1 or 2 months.
Yep.
We're talking on longer term.
So it's a trend.
They're having an issue in Oswego, which is now translating to the region.
Yeah.
Which, in the past couple of years, they've actually been going down. We're going up.
Our March 2017 state receipts, which was the Christmas season, was the highest single month we've ever posted by a lot. So, I mean, we're not having that issue. It's just when you compare, you know, we've assumed a 3% growth or something, and it only turns into 2%. It's just, you know, it's a couple $1,000 here and there. So,
any comments or questions on this?
I have a couple. Let me get to them. They're hard to find it here. It doesn't pull up photos. I'm gonna email part just the July, but the August. Sorry, it takes a minute to get into.
PDF page 43 is where it starts.
43. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. I noticed there was a spike on vehicle maintenance on page 46 under Public Works. They had a very large month, and I was just wondering what that was, actually. You know, monthly, they're usually a few thousand. They have 14, almost 15,000. So we can look into that one for you. I'm looking for my other comments here. I know I had to load it from my computer to here, so it may not have updated them. But there's one thing I did want to question. I was going through, I was looking at it. I know we did a cell phone policy several months back, but we have reimbursements for cell phones. It's actually listed for email data, $45. Is that a policy that it's just a flat $45, or is it to be proportionate to what the actual bill is?
Flat 45.
Flat 45. Mm-hmm. What's the basis on the flat 45?
That was a survey we had done, and I don't know if it's been updated, like when we approved it this past time, as to what the average carrier data plan was. So, but then also we had asked, this was probably 3 or 4 years ago, what the average reimbursement was for other municipalities who gave their employees. And it was anywhere from, I think there were a couple in like the high 20s to there were a couple that do 50 or 60. So our in-house cell phone cost per employee is higher than 45. I want to say it's like 60-something, like if we were to just do it in-house. So we've always said, you know, we'd prefer to just let the employee do it because then it's actually saved us $20 a month per employee.
I just want to make sure that, and if there's a way for us to look at that number again, because right now it's, for all the employees that have it, it's over $11,000 a year.
Sure.
So I just want us to look at that to make sure that that number isn't kind of lapsing in terms of the validity of $45 reimbursements.
Understood.
That's because, you know, I'm just a couple months getting back into reviewing all the packets, and that was one that's kind of popped out at me. Like I said, I have a couple questions on the prior month. I'll just email that to Bart.
What?
Anybody else? We're good. Let's go to admin 2017-62 monthly treasurer's report for July and August of 17.
July 31st, month ending, projected beginning fund balance of $13,701,058. Year-to-date revenues of $8,202,984. Year-to-date expenses of $7,303,970 for a projected ending fund balance of $14,610,072. For the month ending August 31st, 2017, projected beginning fund balance of $13,642,346. Year-to-date revenues of $11,205,569. Year-to-date expenses of $10,332,641, and for projected ending fund balance of $14,515,273.
Comments or questions on the treasurer's report? Okay, moving on, let's go to admin 2017-63, cash statement for June and July 2017.
As always, this is just informational. Cash balances are on the first page, and our investment balances are on the second page.
Comments or questions? Let's go to 4, admin 2017-64, bills for payment. We have the bill list. Any comments or questions on the bill list?
One I'm looking for, it was a reimbursement for Pete Rados for
Mileage. Yeah.
Okay, there were three different days, and I think he was using a personal vehicle versus a company vehicle.
He was, yeah.
Okay, what was the reason for that one?
I think he'd been using his personal vehicle for a long time and had not ever requested reimbursement, and then started to, and then decided that it wasn't worth the hassle, and then I think we had a vehicle open up that we then gave him that he had been using. So we actually started our budget meetings this week. That was a topic of conversation. And so the justification between the mileage that's been reimbursed, the actual amount of miles driven, whether it's a city vehicle or a personal vehicle and it's been reimbursed or not, vehicle maintenance costs, and then just like soft costs of hassle will be paired against, you know, should we just buy a vehicle because they should be driving around in the city of Yorkville vehicle versus their personal vehicle when they're doing inspections. So that'll be something I would expect to see some sort of a mini analysis on the next couple months.
Yeah, I would, you know, unless it was something that had to be done a weekend inspection, I'd rather it be a city vehicle.
Definitely.
For a city employee.
Yep.
Especially during inspections.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. 5, admin 2017-65, the monthly website report for July and August.
So Karen's not here. She changed around the report a little bit and added some social media data. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer them. The PIWIC analytics tool that has been much discussed. Or PIWIC, depending on the month that Joel asked. Will actually be replaced by Google Analytics next month.
Did you notice PIWIC?
Yeah.
comments or questions on this? We're good? Okay. 6, admin 2017-66, fiscal year end 2017 budget fund audited. In the raw. Any comments or questions? Do you need a little presentation? Anything we have?
Well, just real quick, I mean, sales tax, as Bart alluded to, was fantastic last year. We had about a 6% increase year over year for sales and non-home rule sales, which is great news. I mean, sales tax has really been a revenue driver the last several years. We've been looking at 3 to 5% now for probably 3-4 years in a row, which is really, really outstanding. The general fund finished the year. I know we budgeted initially at a negative $478,000. Actually, it finished on a positive note to the tune of about $500,000. So our fund balance is over $6.2 million, which, to my knowledge, is the highest it's ever been in the history of the city. Previously, we were right around 6 back for the fiscal year end of 2006, so now we're even above that rate, about 43% fund balance percentage, which is fantastic. So, all in all, very good fiscal year, and the general fund's as strong as it's ever been.
And let's make the point that that's an unqualified $6.2 million from the 2006 $6 million.
It is, except we do have negative fund equity in the downtown TIF fund. So that's only 100.
But with that still, we are still.
Yes, much higher. Yeah, yeah, there's no
dollar
capital.
Bad debt or anything like that. So, no.
Rob and his staff are wrapping up the figures here this week, actually. And so we should have the audit numbers completed by the first week in October, and we do still expect to have a presentation at the October 10th City Council meeting.
So comments and questions on this?
I do have a couple. General fund, I'll be real quick with these. General fund investment earnings, I'm very happy, 400% over what we anticipated. And some of these are trend items. Our investment earnings on almost every line item were significantly above, you know, whether it's 180% up to 13, 1400%. So whatever we're doing well. We're obviously anticipating low, but they're coming in very well.
We have more money in the bank, so we're generating incrementally more interest.
Yeah. So.
And we've done better than we thought we'd do. So when I budget the balance, the fund balance was a bit lower than what it is actually. Mm-hmm. Plus rates have really started to pick up too, and that was something that I wasn't too sure of when we were.
So however you're doing it, Rob, keep going.
Fair enough, fair enough.
admin department, one thing I noticed that struck me is this line item came up in several of them, is publishing and advertising. Significantly over what we anticipated. And I know that can fluctuate based on public hearings and different notifications mm-hmm. we have to have, but I noticed those were in they're very small increments. We're talking $5,000
yep.
over. We budgeted $1,000, it's $5,000 over. So not huge, but we were off the mark there. And then finance department, Rob, kudos. 97% of your training in conferences. You hit your mark, you spent the money, that's what we want. So,
thank you
for your department. Great job. Police department, travel and lodging, way low, kind of concerning. And the rest of the departments are actually mostly, oh, there's one other one that's right on. Publishing and printing duplication here, way over again. And then the next one I want to bring up is one that came up in almost every department. Dues and subscriptions. We were way over the mark in almost every department. So when we're looking at those, that's one that I had a question, you know, due subscriptions, what are we putting into that? Do we have more staff coming in that we are paying dues for? More organizations are we joining? You know, when you miss a mark by, you know, $7,500 on one department, that's kind of a bigger chunk. You know, you think you got those kind of down. So that one, kind of concerned with that. Community development. Training was way down. I really want to see if our staff get out and get trained in community development. They were at 23%. So I know they may not have had an opportunity to get out, but, you know, continuing education for our staff is paramount that day. So I want to see them get out there. So Bart, convey that. I'll do that if I have to. And then let's see. Administration services, economic development, that line item, we were over by 40%. So we have a contract on that one, and then we had some additional fees, so that one we did go over, which is concerning. So I'll be watching that one as we move forward. But I think that was it for the bulk of them. Let's see here. There's one more line that I wanted to... Yeah, that was it.
Anything else? Jump right in. We're all okay. All right. So next is our presentation for the...
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go on to 7, admin 2017-67, the fiscal year 2018 citywide capital fund budget amendment.
So Rob's got the memo and the ordinance in here. This is just the budget amendment to accomplish the city's contribution to the turn lane for the Bristol Bay Access Road into the Go For It Sports and Bristol Bay Regional Park property. So we approved that at the last meeting, which is the budget amendment to accomplish it.
Comments, questions on this?
That one can go on next week's consent agenda if everybody wants to. That one is done.
Okay. So. Right. Put that on the consent agenda. Okay, then we go on to 8, admin 2017-68, the library intergovernmental agreement.
Okay, there's a memo in your packet and the old intergovernmental agreement. We haven't really talked about this ever. There was one year I think it came up because I'm not sure that a lot of us knew it existed several years ago when we were discussing tax levy. And so just with the discussion we had with the shared services presentation last month or the month prior at the library board, and we've got an incoming director, we thought it's probably a good idea to just wipe the slate clean and then negotiate from a blank slate in the future for all services. So we did go through and quantify the amount of time and money that we spend on providing these services to the library, and we would use that basically as a jumping off point for the discussions. So, I said in the memo, it doesn't necessarily mean anything has to change other than, I guess it would be good to have the current staff and board recognize the value and the services that we provide, but then also give them a shopping list for some of the things that we have been doing that were outside of the agreement that they could then opt into with some acknowledgement in an agreement or provide a mechanism to do that at a later date. So that's the thought there. We're doing this so early, it doesn't actually take effect until May 1st. The director joins in another 2 weeks. That gives us 7 or 8 months to discuss this between the boards and the committees.
I told Bart I'm kind of glad to see this because this is before any of our times.
Yeah.
It's like, look at who signed these. They're all long gone. So I think it's a good time to just look at it. Not that it has to change or anything, but just to get it updated without, the new director.
It has been a point of contention over a couple months. Now,
yeah, you've been at the meetings. So
yeah.
Sure.
Oh yeah, they just things that people thought were in it weren't in it, and it just was a mess. So I think it's good that it's being redone. I know they had mentioned that they wanted to do like a joint meeting. I don't know.
Yeah, we've done joint meetings
right,
in the past.
I remember doing them for something.
That's a reasonable
right.
expectation.
I'm all for looking, just getting it updated. It's just old.
Well, I don't want to say updated. I want to say have new agreement.
Well, like I said, there might be not. We need a new agreement. There's going
to
be a lot. There may not be any changes, but let's look at it and get it.
I mean, I think there's a lot that we do for them that they're not taking into consideration for the, for what's being levied. Mm-hmm. I mean, they ask us to do a lot. We do it sometimes. We just do it even though it's not in the agreement. I think that's a big part of, why do we want to change how we levy? Why do we want to have a set cap on what we're levying for them? It goes down to how much we're contributing to them. I mean, this is the same kind of discussion we have in school districts in terms of shared services. Another languishing one.
Yeah.
These kind of agreements need to be cleaned up. Obviously, time has gone past, and we've got a little wishy-washy in what we do, but if if we can work together and still provide services and they, you know, work with us, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
But if they don't want to work with us and be agreeable, well, they're services we don't need to provide.
Anything else? So we just go through the initial stages of starting to work with them as to drawing up and...
Yes.
A new agreement. And then
correct. Yeah, I would recommend that you take a vote on notifying them.
Okay.
We can put that on the October 10th City Council agenda that we've got a couple weeks, basically, to
okay.
get a letter out and discuss it.
Okay.
And then that gives you 6 or 7 months then to discuss it with the board or with the
Senate. Okay. And regular agenda then, so yeah, of course.
First day of the
opinion. So we're good. So then let's go on to 10, admin 2017-70, building conditions survey results. So if I could just jump in here, because as you notice, Joe has it in front of him in print. It was 1,100 pages. Well, 1,108 pages. So this was at Public Works yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And we kind of talked, because I'm on that one too, that how can we do this, like... concurrently, and it was suggested we break it down in pieces. So we kind of thought, what did we want to start with? We talked about maybe getting the easy ones out of the way first. Like,
yeah. So we were going to do sample presentations at next month's Public Works. My suggestion would be to just do it here, 5-10 minutes for study. Pick an easy one so you can kind of understand the layout of it. A more difficult one to talk through the nuances of the repairs that need to be done. And then really just start to make recommendations on maintenance or building space needs decisions and kind of compartmentalize those conversations. So, you know, I think there's a fair amount of those 1,108 pages that are park shelters and redundant. So that, you know, maybe we can just kind of take the easy ones and set them aside and then have the conversations that need to be had about this building, the Van Emmon Activity Center, the old jail, the public works facility, and a couple of the other buildings, Beecher Center. So,
be a little bit easier to digest.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, because I can't say that I have read all of this.
Yeah,
part of digesting it piece by piece, that was one part of what we discussed. But the other part was, since it's admin and public works, do we do a joint meeting? And if you do, all but one alderman would be involved. So at that point, it's kind of a, do we discuss it in kind of a city council workshop type of a thing, committee level of everybody, because these are very high level type things, and the fact that between two committees, you're one person not involved, it's one of those, do we try to work maybe a meeting where we have everybody in the same room to talk about some of these bigger ones or whatnot.
So. Can we throw them on the city council? Meetings?
Well, I would avoid a city council because then it becomes formalities.
All right.
If we could...
Yeah, just do a joint meeting with everybody.
Joint committee meeting somehow, whether it's a special public works or...
Just a special,
annual.
You mentioned meetings.
Yeah, just special meeting.
Joel said the three-letter word, you know, cow, but that was Joel's words. But if it's a special, because it's a working committee, I don't want to put something like that in a council meeting.
Yeah.
Because then it's formal. I want to just keep the... Let's just throw ideas at the wall.
So if we can get rid of the easy things and then progress with...
That makes sense.
When we have done, maybe have a special meeting.
Yep.
Yeah, because... But talking about a shelter,
we don't need, right?
Yeah.
There's probably like 5 of them that, at least.
Some of them we can just take off the list right away, and then we get to the big ones.
Yeah, as I was shuffling through, I'm like, oh, they're broken down, even the shelters, aren't they?
A couple of them are still being updated. Minor things, a couple of the numbers might change a little bit, but their general inventory of the issues with the photos and the lists.
I don't need another.
So as you're reading through them in the next month or two, if you have questions about certain buildings, just let me know, and then we can try to answer them. But it shouldn't be anything where there's an immediate action. It's more just for our own universe of knowledge.
Any comments or questions on that?
No, we're an
hour of it
less.
Yeah. Hey, we're in the admin. We're going to go for an hour. Any old business? no old business, any additional business. Okay, so we're at 7:04, and let's start.